The South African economy has contracted by 3.2% in the first quarter, the biggest quarterly decline in 10 years. This says all industries except government, finance and personal services contracted during the period. The Reserve Bank recently cut its growth forecast for this year to 1% from 1.3%, while Treasury expects growth of 1.2%, down from 1.5%. And similarly, the IMF has also brought down its expectation to 1.2%, with the first quarter starting off on a very negative note, though. What kind of growth, if any, are we likely to see filtering through this year? And Martin Ackerman, chief economist at Citadel, joins us with his views. Martin, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So there we have it. It's worst, South Africa's worst growth rate in the past 10 years. We knew that it was going to be bad, but certainly not as bad as negative 3.2. To what extent have you been taken aback?
Yeah, I think the big surprise was the blackouts in the first quarter. So if we looked at the sectors like mining, manufacturing and retail, halfway through the quarter we realized that it is going to be a negative print. The fact that it was as bad as we saw today, that was the impact from all the blackouts from Eskom. But also the fact that in the first quarter the global economy was quite soft. So if you look at our export number, that was down about 27% for the quarter, which is obviously less demand from a global point of view, but we also had a lot of strikes in the mining sector. So it was actually a mix of factors that contributed to very, very bad numbers. Now, the concern is that you mentioned the different numbers there from Treasury, Reserve Bank, you know, somewhere between, call it 1 and 1.3, to actually get to those numbers for 2019. Taking into account now that we're down 3.2 for the first quarter implies that for the next three quarters, we probably need to do about 2.5% per average.
And that's simply unrealistic.
And that feels at this point in time unrealistic. So it implies that, you know, we're probably going to settle, you know, at this point in time around about 0.5% for 2019. And that, you know, puts everything under pressure in terms of what we saw on the budget, our fiscal targets, our debt to GDP. So again, unfortunately, puts us in a position where the risk for a possible downgrade is quite real at this point.
I know when it comes to the factors being highlighted, contributing to the decline that has come through, we've looked at a waning global growth scenario impacting demand, load shedding over the period locally, and the extent to which that has hit our major sectors, manufacturing and mining, case in point. But surely focus on South African politics in the recent months has also cost us more than many are factoring in at this stage.
Yeah, I think the reality is, you know, in terms of we had Ramaphosa in January, February last year, and then the global tide started to turn. We had a lot of internal issues from a political point of view that we need to sort out. But for the past 12 months, you know, we were very much busy talking about reform. We were talking about policy. We had the investment summit. We had pledges for foreign direct investment. But none of those have been implemented so far. So I think what is very important right now is that with the new cabinet in place, we need to start doing. We need to start to do some of the reforms, implement some of the policies, look at the restructuring of Eskom, make sure that we don't go into another phase of a lack of electricity supply. And then hopefully, not this year, but going into next year, we might see some better economic numbers. But the important thing is, you know, the last 12 months, we haven't done a lot from the policy side. It was more talking, less doing. And I think now it's time to start doing going forward. The other thing that we need to keep in mind is that obviously going into the second quarter, we're coming off a very low base now. Hopefully, touch wood, so far Eskom is keeping up in terms of providing electricity. And it seems like, although the global backdrop is very volatile, but we might see a slightly better second half. That might also help South Africa. You know, a lot of stimulation going into the Chinese economy. The Fed now even talking about cutting interest rates. All of those things might actually contribute to a slightly more stable global economic environment second half of this year. And that might just underpin us in terms of our number for 2019.
Talking about underpins, as far as monetary policy is concerned, speculation is that we could potentially see a rate cut come to the fore sooner rather than later. In fact, as early as July, which begs the question whether the SARB should have cut rates as its last meeting, given the inflationary picture and this growth scenario. What difference, though, would a rate cut actually make?
I think important, you spoke early on about the change in mandate, focus on growth and employment as well. There's a lot of central banks in the world that's already adopting a similar kind of mandate. The problem in South Africa is that you can't just stimulate the economy by moving interest rates around. We've got a lot of structural issues and therefore we need reform. Mm-hmm. So to actually get the economy going, we actually need a mix of monetary policy, fiscal policy, and then reform. If you simply just go and drop the interest rate by 25 basis points, I don't think it will make a difference. So we probably need much bigger cuts in interest rates, but with a combination of reform, like an infrastructure development plan, if you like, and then fiscal stimulus. The impact from a decline in the VAT rate will probably do much more than dropping interest rates by 25 basis points. At this moment, we can't do that because government is needing that additional funding to cover the deficit. But I think we shouldn't be fooled by the fact that one single interest rate cut will solve the problem. It's a mixture of stimulation that we need at this point.
Where are your confidence levels sitting, Martin? Because you're certainly not alone in being emphatic about the fact that we need to see intent translate into action.
Yeah, I think, it is a very bad number this quarter. I can sit back and say, well, let's just look at all the factors. And there is some things that's been out of our control, like the slowdown in the global economy. Something like Eskom, we couldn't, that was something that you can't really estimate in the numbers. And that's why I think, if you just look at the electricity supply issue, if we haven't had that in the first quarter, the number would have been much better. Probably still negative, given the softness in the global economy. But I think if we can really start making progress and that's part of the reform, in turning Eskom around and making sure that we're not going into another quarter with that kind of impact from an energy point of view, then we will start making progress.
We've got all of this, of course, blinging bright on the credit ratings agencies' radar screens. Do you see the ratings agencies being kept at bay?
I think Moody's been very patient with us. We've had this conversation probably for the last 18 months already. Every time they're saying, well, give us the benefit of the doubt, wait for this, wait for that, wait for the net budget, next that and this. So I think maybe this is our last chance because in all fairness, like I've explained, we haven't had the current cabinet in place for the last 12 months. All the reforms that they talked about and that Minister Mboweni tabled in February, that is the right things to do to actually turn the economy and get growth going. So maybe now they will say, well, this is your last chance. The cabinet is now in place, but now you start to put some action to the words. And that's why I'm saying we're done talking and now it's time to start doing. And hopefully we can start doing that before October, which is the next medium-term budget policy, to actually show that we are making some progress.
I think you've got a nation with crossed fingers at this point. Let's leave it there. Martin, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Martin Ackerman is Chief Economist at Citadel.